Good morning and welcome to Friday's 8 o'clock block on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. My name is Spencer Rivers, and as we do every Friday at this time, it's time to spend some time with Jeff Street from Boss Services. Boss Services raising the standard for heating, cooling, plumbing, windows, one-day bath solutions. If you want to upgrade your bathroom, some people like to do that this time of year so they don't get embarrassed when the company comes over and stuff like that. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I am super. How are you?
I am staying warm, and I wanted to, before we get started, I was talking to you about this off air, but I had a real great experience yesterday with one of your service techs, Tim, who came over and straightened me out, so to speak, on some furnace issues that I had, and very educational visit and very pleasant visit, and I was glad to meet him, and it was another good experience with Boss Services.
Awesome. I appreciate the review, and I believe Tim told me that he does listen to your show, so he's probably listening to this right now. So thanks, Tim. You're doing great.
Yeah, he recognized my voice. He said, yeah, I've heard you before. So that was kind of funny. All right. Now, the topics at hand. Now, I see that we are running up on a sort of a deadline for the furnace giveaway.
Yeah, time's running out quickly. We only have a couple days left. Sunday is the cutoff for nominating someone to win a furnace. So if you have not nominated someone yet, run out and do that. You don't have to run out. You can just go to the website. But yeah, take a couple minutes and nominate someone in need, and maybe we can give them a furnace this year.
Wow, that is great. Okay, Jeff, how about a few more details on that and where they need to go to sign up for that?
So they can go to our website, thebossservices.com. We have a huge picture that says heartwarming holiday giveaway. If you click on that, it takes you to a form to fill out. So we're just asking some basic information. It takes, you know, a minute to click through. We're asking for your info, some info for the person you're nominating and why you're nominating them. The more info you can give, the better.
Okay, so somebody that's maybe has a real old furnace, or somebody that's just having a hard time keeping up the furnace or stuff like that. Is that who you're looking for, basically?
Yeah, we're looking for the people that are the unappreciated heroes or something along those lines. But the people that are out there just giving everything, there's hundreds of people in this area. They give and give and give and ask for nothing in return. And, you know, they're living in houses without heat. They're living in, they can't afford to fix their furnace. It's been broken for a couple of years. These are the stories that we read, but they're out there just giving their time and everything that they have. And they deserve to get a little win sometimes.
That's great. And when are you announcing the winner, or when does that come about?
So the way we do the winning or the announcements, we ask that somebody nominate someone else. And then we also would prefer it if the person you nominated doesn't know they were nominated. So then we coordinate with whoever submitted the form to surprise the winner. So we'll pick two winners this year. We'll probably pick the winners Monday or Tuesday. And then we will work with whoever nominated them to coordinate the surprise. So, so we'll make that announcement whenever we can do that in the schedule. So it'll be sometime between Tuesday and the end of the week. And then once they get the surprise that they're getting a new furnace, then we get it in the schedule and get it installed usually before the new year.
Oh, that's wow. That would, I can't even imagine what a surprise that would be to someone who really needs a new furnace.
Yeah, it's really amazing. Yeah, there's not a whole lot of words to describe it. When you show up to someone's house and with one of their friends and say, hey, your friend nominated you to win a new furnace because yours hasn't worked in, you know, 3 years, and you have space heaters going and you block off your house, and, you know, and you still give back to the community as much as you can, and we're going to install a brand new furnace and it's going to cost you absolutely nothing. There's not a whole lot of words to describe the emotion that happens there.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, good luck to everyone that's listening and everyone who signed up for that. Hopefully your person will get picked for that. And you're doing two this year, right?
We're doing two. This is our second year of doing two. So, you know, once you go up, you can never go back down again. So we made that change last year and to do two. We're doing two this year, and we'll see what the future brings. But we would like to keep up in the number that we do every year. Well, not every year, but we'd like to keep going up.
Excellent. Just great. And to topic number two, you wanted to talk about ductless heating systems. And tell us a little bit about those and how they provide an advantage over someone that might have electric baseboard heat.
Yeah. I mean, electric baseboard heat is probably one of the most inefficient ways to heat your house. And so ductless is a common upgrade from baseboard heat because it's going to provide you heat and air conditioning without having to install ducts in your house. So you don't have to worry about all that and space and all that stuff. I mean, ductless systems they're super common everywhere in the world. They've been gaining popularity here, and we're Mitsubishi Diamond dealers. So we install a lot of Mitsubishis, around this area, and they have Mitsubishi has what they call hyperheat, which is it's rated, I don't know the specifics off the top of my head, but it is rated to a ridiculously low temperature to still provide heat. I mean, negative numbers, it's still providing heat. And I've had it in my house for a year. I think I'm on year five as my sole heating and air conditioning source in my house, and I've never been concerned about not having heat. So it's an amazing system. And it really provides the flexibility. So I've got a couple heads in my house that, you know, you get one outdoor unit and it connects up to 5-6 heads, depending on what you need, that are mounted inside on the walls in the rooms. And I equate it to the electrical system in your home. You know, you go into your house, you're not flipping one switch and every light in your house is on, and that's your options, on or off, you know, and for the entire house. Which is essentially what a central air system is. You're setting that temperature for your entire house. A ductless system allows you to turn each head on and off independently and set the temperatures independently. So if I want my living room, 72 all winter, and I want my bedroom 68 all winter, I can do that. So it's really amazing technology.
Hmm. And while you were speaking, I brought up baseboard heat, but I remember in the 80s, I lived in a house in St. Joe. It had electric heat, but it was radiated from the ceiling. You've probably heard of that before.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I can't imagine anything that's more inefficient than that.
My mom used to get $400 electric bills.
Oh, I mean, yeah, you're producing heat for the ceiling where it's going to rise anyway. So, I mean, I would imagine you got to produce a lot of heat to make it get down to the bottom of the room. So yeah, that's pretty crazy. I have not seen that.
Okay. So, but we are talking about, the heat that comes out. Is that provided electrically or is that something else?
It's a heat pump. It's a super efficient heat pump, that's outside. And I've watched Mitsubishi's videos that they made to explain how it works. They made, you know, customer facing videos to explain how their heat pump system works to heat and cool. I've watched them a bunch of times, and I will still tell you, it's magic. There's a little magic elf in there that produces heat in the winter and cool air in the summer. So that's my technical description of it.
And you can do five different rooms or five different head units off of one system outside.
Yeah, you can do, and you can do more than, I think you can, I think it maxes out at six, but it really depends on your house size because everything for this is super customizable. If you put, you know, the biggest outdoor unit with the biggest heads, you can probably only do a couple, you know, maybe three, four, whatever, before you max out what the outdoor unit can handle. But yeah, the typical house, I've got a, you know, a 70s ranch style house, three heads, heats and cools my entire house without any problems. So yeah, the average house is getting probably 3 to 4 indoor units.
And your home staff, the cook and the butler and all that, they're all pleased with that.
They live in the treehouse.
Okay. Yeah.
We don't heat that. We're cool.
Okay. All righty. All right. So is there a video on your website or some kind of explanation to see if people want to say, oh, that sounds interesting, where can I find out more about that?
Yeah, they can definitely find out more about it on our website. I happen to have it up right now because I don't know if we put that video on there. The video is on our YouTube channel.
Oh.
That explains ductless systems. I mean, no, we don't have the video on our website. We have the description of the ductless, but we don't have the video up there. But we, yeah, it's definitely on our YouTube channel. And I don't know why it's not on our site. I'm going to get our people on that and get that up there.
Okay. Cause it sounds very interesting. And, that might be something that anybody that's thinking about upgrading or getting a more economical, system for their home heating might want to look at.
Yeah. I upgraded from oil furnace and a super old, air conditioner. I took out all my ductwork and put in my ductless system, and yeah, no regrets. All right.
That will do it for this week. We know the holidays are coming up, and Jeff, just one more time, someone wants to sign somebody up, and maybe they missed how to sign someone up for the furnace giveaway. Maybe you can just do that one more time.
Go to thebossservices.com. Click on the big picture that says heartwarming holiday giveaway. And I think it's 5 questions, maybe 6 questions. Fill out the form and submit someone to win a furnace.
All righty. All right. That will do it for this week. And next week will be same time, same station, same person. And it's Boss Services, raising the standard for heating, cooling, and plumbing in southwestern Michigan, along with windows and one-day bath solutions. Want to upgrade that bathroom? They're the people to call. All right, Jeff, we will talk to you next week. Have a nice weekend.
Hey, thanks. You too, Spencer.